Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 194. Today is Saturday, November 30, 2019. I'm your host, Lita.
Hi.
And this is my co-host, still get it wrong, Chris this week. Hey, Chris, how are you, sweetie?
I am good.
Excellent. You has coffee?
No, because it's 5 o'clock at night for me.
Okay, well, it's
sad without my coffee.
10 a.m. somewhere, just, you know, so.
Right?
drink with me, my dear, drink with me. But thank you for coming and helping me out this week. And super, super excited because one, I've got you here. And two, I've got another fabulous person with us this week, and we have got Periton. Periton, how are you?
I'm very good. I'm much better now than I was earlier on, but yeah, I'm doing good.
Excellent.
I'm excited to be here, as always.
Excellent.
So thank you for having me on.
Oh, no, you are most welcome. It is so great to catch up with, you know, just sometimes just catching up with people and finding out what they've been up to. And I know you've been busy with lots of different things that you've been doing. So let's get straight into it. What have you been up to since the last time we spoke?
Oh, boy. Well, haven't I? Okay, so I was trying to think when I was, I think I was last on in, was it September time, I think. So I was trying to think back on everything because I had my notes that I took for the last show. I was thinking to myself, I was like, okay, what have I done since I was last on? I didn't want to repeat anything.
Yeah.
So work, I guess, first and foremost, outside of WoW.
Mm-hmm.
It's been work and plenty of it, keeping me very busy. I haven't really had any. I've got a couple of weeks coming off over Christmas, which will be good, or just after, which will be nice. Otherwise, it's been flat out work, which both of you guys know what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's plenty of WoW. Mm-hmm. Actually, I've been playing a few other games in addition to WoW. So typically, I've, like most of us probably are, it's just WoW. Like, it consumes us. Like, we all know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I've actually been playing some other games. So
nice.
I've been playing, especially over Halloween. So I've played a lot of, like, jump scare games, Resident Evil 2,
mm-hmm.
Among the Sleep, a few others. Currently playing Dragon Age Inquisition.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually playing some things outside of WoW.
Wow. Nice.
Mainly as WoW, but yep. I am playing some other things in addition to that. So what other stuff have I been up to? Well, I hit 120 on a Windwalker monk,
mm-hmm.
which is, I'd add it to the list. I don't know. It's like my 15th or 16th 120 or something like that.
Nice.
I've got too many at this point, but I have had them all at 110
mm-hmm.
after Legion, and I'm just trying to drag them through and mm-hmm. so that they're max level going into the next expansion. I park them the second they hit 120, so it's not like I'll do anything with them,
mm-hmm.
but I'm slowly working my way through them. So I did that one.
Mm-hmm.
He hit 120.
Nice.
I've been mount farming since I was last on.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked up three, I suppose, quote, semi-rare mounts. The Grand Black War Mammoth from the Vault of Archivon,
mm-hmm.
which anyone here in Chris will tell you, and anyone in chat, on our server, the Alliance controlling Wintergrass is like...
Never.
Really?
Never. Like, never. Honestly.
Never. It's wow. Okay.
Less than 10% chance. So every time I go over there, it's always Horde controlled. Always.
Wow.
So I was fortunate enough, one time it was Alliance controlled, then I was able to pick up that mount. So I picked up the Mammoth from there.
Nice.
The Drake of the South Wind I got from Throne of the Four Winds, which mm-hmm. is a super rare mount. I think it's like 0.7%, something like that.
Ouch, yeah.
So I got that.
Nice.
And I got the Smoldering Ember Worm from Karazhan. That's the one that's from the dungeon.
Oh.
The timed event from the mythic.
Yep.
The cool-looking dragon thing. So I got that. So they're like three mounts that I've picked up since I was last on.
Fantastic.
I actually spoke last time I was on about wanting to complete the Brawlers Guild, mm-hmm. and I have done that since I was last on. So mm-hmm. I got Bruce, the Crocolisk mount from the Brawlers Guild. It was a lot of fun.
Yep.
Working my way through that, so I knocked that out. I'm actually currently working on the anniversary stuff, so the Alteric mm-hmm. Valley mounts.
Yes.
I'm at 170 of 200 for the Alliance mm-hmm. Ram, so mm-hmm. I'm close. But nice. I think I've probably done, I don't know, 12 Alteric Valleys at this point. The Alliance have won one. So I'm crawling my way there, 10 yep. points at a time, because yep. the Horde just keep winning it.
Yes,
because we're Alliance.
Because we're Alliance. Exactly that. I actually yeah. we still need to do the Deathwing mount, you know, the old yes. raids, the mm-hmm. three bosses. I haven't got that mount yet. So at some point I'd like to work through that.
That was easier than I thought. I mean, it's not easy, but I was very like, oh my God, I don't want to go do a pug. This is going to be horrible. And it actually turned out to be a better experience than I thought. So, so
don't you have to pug it though? Don't yeah, you have to go yeah, via yeah. the looking for raid yes, or whatever yes. feature it is?
And I thought it was just going to be absolutely, because you know what pugs are like. I was just going to be like, oh, this is going to mm-hmm. be horrible. It's, you know, I'm already stressed going in because it's a pug, and the first two lots went really smoothly. The third one was a little hiccupy, but the fights weren't as bad. I still can't dance on Heligan.
Safety dance.
Freaking anyway, I will never dance ever. So yeah, it wasn't as bad as I thought. So
did you do know. It early on, like when the no when the event
I did it last week or the week before, like I've okay. only just
See,
done it
we're not too late
yeah just
yeah,
get
I've
in
heard
and
rumors
do it
that, like getting trying to do it now it could be quieter because a lot of people have already Thank done God. It at this point, but
I think I might have had about maybe a 8 to 12 minute waiting time, but most of them it wasn't too bad. And as I said, most of the fights, you've just got to get the boss to a certain percent from where it is. You're not killing the boss. You've got to do the boss fight for a certain period of time, and then it takes you to the next one. So there's three fights on each of the sections from Outlands. Yeah, for each one. So go in, and if you muck up one, I think it then takes you back to the start again. So that's, I think, the only difference. So if you wipe on one, it'll go back. But yeah, as I said, for Outlands and Northrend, we didn't have an issue. Cadder was the only one that we had an issue because people didn't do, there was whatever the second boss was. There was something that people weren't doing and everyone was... It was a little bit tricky. No, it must have been Rags. Must have been a Ragnaros. And yeah, people were not staying out of the fire. But other than that, it went better than what I thought. So fingers crossed for you. But yeah, get in nice. And get it done. If you're going to do it, try and do it ASAP. That way, because people are yeah. still hunting it now.
I've heard that it can also drop the rem and like Invincible's Reigns and whatnot, can't it? Those old, the bosses can drop the mounts that would drop on their old raids.
I didn't see anyone because the loot table comes up at the end once you get through all three. So there was the chest at the end and I think people were getting maybe 400 eye level, 400 and something. Gear, I didn't get anything other than Azurite and
a repair bill.
Yeah, pretty much. So
seriously, Mrs. Rucker yeah. was saying yes.
Yeah, I thought they could.
So I thought
they could drop it.
Yeah, so give it definitely. Get in there, give it a go.
Yeah, look forward to that. You'll get... Says you.
You never know. You never know. So, hey, look, somebody's got to have some luck around here. So, you know, if it's going to be you, Peridon, go for it, I say. Go for it.
I hope so. I also, what another mount that I need to work, which I actually mentioned last time I was on, was the Lucid Nightmare mount. I haven't
so fun.
I haven't plucked up the courage yet to do that maze.
It's fun, Lita.
No, it's not.
It's fun.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It is so fun.
No. It's fantastic, Peridon. You'll have an awesome time.
Have you done it? Is that why you sound sarcastic?
Yep. I may have had a little bit of help, but there is no way in hell without that help that I would have got through that, because my lord, that was intense. So, definitely. Don't stream it. Whatever you do, don't stream it.
Yes, he's streaming it every minute of it.
Oh, God. That could be hours.
I did it twice. 2 days in a row. I had a blast. You were streaming.
Then, Chris, you know what you got to do is you got to help him. Help him through it. Work it all out.
And I didn't even graph it, and I didn't use the helper. I just I got three of them within 20 minutes.
There's your guide, Peridon.
Five orbs.
Yeah.
Five. So I got all of them except for one in 20 minutes, and that last orb took me 2.5 hours that was left of him streaming, of me just running around inside of the thing 2 days in a row. But I had an absolute blast during, and I love the puzzles before and the path you take. It's amazing. No question, we're streaming it. Okay, thanks.
KK, thanks, bye.
Are we? We are, are we?
No pressure.
We are.
No pressure. Oh, wow. Okay, well, good luck. Good luck with that.
Thank you. Last thing I've been up to since I last on was, of course, Classic has launched.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I have been leveling up a toon very slowly, may I add, but I do have a level 24 gnome mage in Classic. Mm-hmm. That's what I started back in vanilla, and I re-rolled the exact same thing, mainly for nostalgic reasons, but been having a lot of fun with that. Mm-hmm. Almost to 25 at this point, so eventually I'll get to 60. Nice. By the time I do, they'll probably have released Burning Crusade servers and they'll up it to 70, but no, maybe I'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice change of pace.
It is. Do you also appreciate where the game has grown from, you know, when we played vanilla and how it's evolved over, you know, 15 years to what we have now? Because I know when I look at Classic, and I've just not had time to get back to it, but I love it. But then you come back to, you know, current WoW and you're like, oh, damn, this is so good. So thank you for the changes. Yeah.
I do miss the conveniences that retail or the game has evolved to.
Mm.
There are certain things that I guess I miss.
Mm.
Like, I love the class, how they're less homogenized. I love the fact that you can have all those talent points and there's less cookie cutter specs and builds, which I actually enjoy. Mm-hmm. The difficulty is nice. It almost reminds me more Iron Man style than current retail, which I've enjoyed.
Yeah.
I don't know, things like group loot or lack thereof is one thing that irks me. Yeah. Walking everywhere. it's one thing because us who played it, we can complain about this because we knew how it was back. It's not like we've only played it recently and we're just moaning about how Classic was. We remember it how it was back then anyway, so I feel like we have reason to talk about it this way. But I've been enjoying it. It does make me miss a lot of the perks and the changes, the quality of life stuff that now comes with retail.
Yes. Definitely. But
and
like
one
you said,
thing, one thing which all the Iron Man attempts and everything that I've done and all the toons that I've leveled, I've actually been playing Classic completely different than retail. In retail I use add-ons. So I use my UI looks completely different. I have like bartender and like all this. My UI just doesn't look the same. Whereas in retail, I've kept it. I don't use a single add-on.
Yeah.
Not one. I don't use an auction add-on. I don't use a UI add-on. I don't even use a questing add-on. I use nothing.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally just installed and I play it.
Yeah.
And I wanted to completely differentiate the two. I didn't want my Classic UI to look the same as my retail, because then it would just kind of feel the same, just more difficult, I suppose, and slower.
Yeah.
So I've kept them intentionally very different.
Okay.
And one thing all my leveling of my tunes has helped me with is from the, even though they're different pre-Cataclysm and all the changes to the zones, if I'm working through Loch Modan or what the wetlands or something like that, then for the most part, I know when I pick up a quest where to go just from the sheer number of times I've done it on retail. Mm-hmm. So I know where Murlocs are, for example, or I know where Trogs are, or, you know, I kind of just, everywhere. I just know where stuff is,
yeah,
which has helped tremendously.
Yes.
It really has, but I've been enjoying it.
Is watching you play Classic is you play it like you're playing an iron.
You think?
Yeah, like you bring in, it's so funny to watch you play Classic because you still don't want to die, even though you can. You're on a normal tune, but you approach those incredibly hard mobs because it's Classic and they're a lot more difficult to kill, just like an iron. And I think your survivability as a player in Classic is a lot higher than most people who don't go in with that mindset. And you'll get to a certain point and you're like, nope, and out of here. Mm-hmm. And you run, or you do this, or you do that, or you watch their pathing patterns, where most of us would just pull and go. But you take all of that iron with you and apply it when you're playing Classic. And I think your death count is way, way lower. I mean, I got to level 1. I'm still in the starting zone and noped out for the conveniences of retail. Seriously, I haven't left this. No, I left the starting zone to sign our guild charter, and that's it. And I went back. I should have stayed in an inn. But he plays it so much like it's a challenge tune. And it's very rare, unless something really weird happens, to see him die in Classic because he approaches it like an iron.
Yeah.
I think, to be fair, it's that god-awful run back from a cemetery that's like 5 zones away that I don't want to do. So it's that as well.
Yeah. I think we can all, you know, those of us that are doing it, understand that because... Yeah, those run back, certain ones of them, you're just like, seriously, there's in retail, there's another graveyard. Where's the closer one? Damn it. Yes.
Yep. God help you if you're on the opposite faction, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Most definitely. Well, that sounds like you've just done a few things, Periton. You know.
Just a couple. Just one or two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Nice. Oh, I've been working on a horde tune as well. Let's throw that in there. Been working for the first time because, I've only ever played Alliance since Vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
And people were saying, you know, you should really try a horde tune because I know it's not 50-50 split, but it's essentially only seeing, quote, half the game.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of the zones we share the same quest, but as far as from a lore perspective is concerned, I had never seen it from the other side. So I've been working through that. I've been reading the lore, which for anyone who knows me, that's something I just don't do.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been big into the lore. Awful. So I've been trying to, take my time with it. I think I'm level 64.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm level 64 now over in the Howling Fjord. Yep. So I went to Northrend. Mm-hmm. As per Grand Nagus's recommendation for the undead, I think it's undead stories. So he's like, go there.
Yes, such good stories.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fantastic. It is nice to see a different point of view for lore-wise. Because sometimes you kind of just go, oh, hang on, that makes more sense now. Like if you're paying a bit of attention to some of the stories, but... congratulations, that's amazing. You have been so busy.
Thanks. Yeah, they started out as a challenge tune, which I think they may have died the last time I was on here. Yeah, it was that quest in South Shore that I just didn't know. I mean, you learn from every challenge tune. It was the one where you have to use the wand on the fawns or whatever it is, and one exploded right on me in one shot. So lesson learned there. But I kept them, and I've just been leveling them as a quote like a normal tune.
Nice.
Since then.
Excellent.
Yeah, been enjoying it. It's been a lot of fun.
That's very good. Cool. Chris, do you want to ask the next one?
Yes. Please. So funny that I'm the one asking you this question, considering I watch you do every single minute of every
challenge. Can you answer it for me? You probably know it better than me.
I can. Let's see. The challenge current tunes that you are currently focused on and how they're going. So he has a level 70 pacifist, and he is just so absolutely in love with weeding and herbing. And, you know, that zen-like feeling you get when you sit there and you cannot kill anything for 70 levels. Mm. I cannot Fantastic. Tell you how much he adores pacifists, that it is such his class and his absolute challenge.
Suits him.
Would you agree with that, Paradin?
Someone's been making too many herbs.
Not. Yeah, so no. Not quite. Not,
I can
not
talk quite. About which ones I have been working on, though.
Yes.
No pacifist.
No yet. Pacifist.
I have four challenge tunes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
What, only two that I'm really like actively working on, but I have my 70 dwarf holy priest, mm-hmm. which was from the Your Guys contest.
Yes.
Still.
Yes.
They're still going, in fact. They're slow going.
Nice.
But they're still going. And I've intentionally went holy because I've had multiple discipline priests in the past for the Ironman. I've also had, I think, at least one shadow. I attempted it as shadow. But I'd never done it as holy. So one of my goals is to try every class and every spec for the challenge at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, no better time than right now to try it as holy. Mm-hmm. So I thought, here we go. True. And they're still going. Ironically,
wow.
They're my furthest priest that I've ever got. So even further than any of my disciplines.
Nice.
They're currently level 70 yep. right now. So yeah.
Yay. Congratulations.
Doing well on those. Well, yeah. I'm enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same. Is that the same priest that last, I think, went to Onguro and we had those couple of moments, I think.
Yes.
Where I, yeah. Okay. Well, I shouldn't have gone to Onguro. But yes.
No Goro.
They're still alive.
No, definitely. Mm-hmm.
They're still good.
Mm-hmm.
I have an 80 Night Elf warrior
mm-hmm.
who has been 80 for, goodness, it feels like since,
the contest.
I don't know, like Wrath. No, I'm joking. It's not that long, but it feels like I've had them forever. Yeah. Like they've been 80 and sat. I finished the Outlands now, and I need mm-hmm. to decide whether I'm going to go to Pandaria or Cataclysm.
Okay.
Now, but the goodness knows when I'm going to next get around to them. I was kind of, I didn't lose interest, but when they changed, he's a protection warrior,
mm-hmm.
and when they made the change to ignore pain,
yep.
how it used to ignore, I think it was like 70%, or you'd build up that buffer shield.
Yep.
And then they nerfed it down to, I don't even know what it is now, because I haven't been on them in so long, 30%, 40%, something like that. It's yeah. way down.
Mm-hmm.
And it frightened me, and I haven't yet gone back to them.
Yeah.
But I will do,
mm-hmm.
because I was enjoying them.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to find time.
Yeah, yeah.
More than anything.
Time.
Yeah. I have time. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I have a bloodthirsty level 21 mage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I got rid of them, but I haven't touched them in months. I don't think I see it. I'd have to check, but I still think they may still be lurking. Mm-hmm. What I would do with them though, you think I deleted it? What I was doing with them was logging in and going around your zone, the lock moon, and zone. Just killing all the rares,
mm-hmm.
or at least as many as I could find on my server, which isn't often that many. And then I would just park them back in the inn, and I think I got them to 21, and I don't know if I still have them or not.
Mm.
I'd have to check.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my third. And then my fourth challenge tune is teams.
Yes.
So I've never done a team before,
mm-hmm.
but I have a level 62 iron team that's been,
wow.
I mean, they were soaring up. We were leveling super quickly. I'm yeah. playing a shaman
mm-hmm.
and my partner's playing a priest.
Nice.
Which is kind of a interesting combo, so there's no tanks there.
Yep.
We're both in healing specs. So I'm a resto shaman, and she's playing a holy priest. So nice. Yeah, we're level 62. We're just
well done.
About to, actually I won't spoil. I'll come back to it later on. But yeah, we're about to move on to the Outlands, I think, probably, or Wrath,
mm-hmm.
one of those two, and pick up there. But yeah, nice. I've got four on the go right now.
Yeah, babe. At least. Wow.
It may be three to check the blood, but it's at least three
yeah.
at the moment.
Well done. Well, that's awesome. And like with everything else you're doing, like that's good. It sounds like you're having fun, like with everything that you're doing. That's the main thing. You're enjoying it all and having fun.
Yes, absolutely. Nice. And teams, for the longest time, I wasn't sure if teams would be for me. And it feels more survivable because there's two of you.
Mm.
So you have more at your disposal, especially if you're only pulling one at a time. You have more.
Yeah.
Not that we necessarily have crowd control, but a lot of pairs would have. Mm. I have Hex, but yeah, it feels. It's good to know that someone else is there that has you. One thing it really does as well, and anyone in here who's done a team, or I know you have,
mm-hmm.
your senses, you're almost honed in even more so than maybe a solo run,
mm-hmm.
because not only do you not want to let yourself down, more so you don't want to be the one who screws up and lets your teammate down and ends up dying and costs you guys it.
Mm-hmm.
So you make sure you're focused in because you're like, heck, am I going to be the one who screws this up for us? if we're going down, it's you. It's not going to be because I screwed up.
Yeah.
So I'm just making sure that we stay alive.
It really sucks when you are the person that screws up the team. Let me tell you that. So it is a horrible, horrible feeling. A team dynamic is so different. It really is. I agree. It's a different level. It's fun, but it's just different.
Mm-hmm. It is different.
Looking out
it
for two people. Yeah. So that's good. 62, though. Amazing. 62. That's wonderful.
Mm. Haven't actually touched them for a little while. I think a week or so or more.
Yeah.
Why not?
Rested. Rested's always good.
That's true.
Yeah. All right, so what goals have you got for to finish out this year? Because obviously, you know, we're technically, well, I'm on December 1st. So, you know, this is the last month of the year. This is it, you know. Oh, my Lord, mm-hmm. where did 2019 go? Ha, ha, ha. So for you, what is there anything that you'd like to achieve within this last month before 2020 hits here?
First thing I want to do is keep all of my existing challenge tunes alive.
Mm-hmm.
So I, knock on wood, I haven't actually lost one for quite some time. I hope I didn't just jinx myself, but before the end of the year, that's what I, of course, no one wants to lose a tune. So mm-hmm. that would be first and foremost. So make sure that I keep them alive. Keep working on the priest, level 70 right now, see how far I can go with them. Maybe I can get to, I don't know, 80 or so before the end of the year, in the next month. See how far I can take those. Of course, I want to take part in the new contest.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever that's going to be, yeah.
Contest.
The new contest.
What new contest?
What?
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to taking part in that. I mean, going into next year, those are my two for this year, mm-hmm. for the next 30 days, is to keep mine alive, see how far I can level the priest, take part in this contest,
mm-hmm.
and see how far and how well I can do in that. And then going into next year, I want to, at some point, let it happen prior to the expansion coming out and when they change the scaling and they crunch the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to get an iron tune to 120 before they half the levels down to mm-hmm. 60. I would love to take at least just one. I know I did it with the green before, but I would love to do it with as many irons as I've attempted.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to do it on an iron tune before they change it. So that's probably my main goal. I haven't got there yet. One of my things I did actually note down at your laugh. I said maybe try pass fist in 2020, and there's a big asterisk.
You know, it might, who knows, maybe it's a pacifist contest, Chris. You know, anything. You know, we're technically only minutes away from announcing it, so you know, anything's possible. It's just you never know, Paraton. You
lips
never
are sealed
know
for about 300 more seconds.
But they sound like really good goals. They really
yeah,
do.
Yeah, exactly that. And like I touched on previously, try every class and spec at least once on a night, which I'm most of the way through at this point.
No,
there's just a few. I haven't yet done the hero classes, so I haven't done a Death Knight or a Demon Hunter yet, but most of the others I'm pretty close.
Yeah.
I'm being done with.
Nice. Oh, awesome. Yeah. Contest hype. Thanks, Nobby. Tupa's like tease. Yeah, slightly. All right. Chris, what's our last one for Periton, please?
So, most people know that I learned how to do contest tunes from you. What advice would you give to anyone, old or new, who's wanting to try challenge tunes? And I really especially like anything not to.
Not to. You broke out. I assume you broke out. Not to do.
No, not to do. Not to yeah, do. So do anything, your helpful tips and tricks, but especially what, like, obviously don't explode on a fawn. Don't touch the chickens. Oh my God, don't touch the chickens. But what would you say is your greatest advice not to do on a challenge tune and then your helpful tips?
Okay, so I listed down, goodness me, I know, 10 here. Just list in no particular order. This is a ream them off here. I guess first one would be, and I guess it goes back to the team stuff, is immerse yourself in those. Don't do as I do and don't listen to have the game sounds on or chatting away and doing this. If you're really serious about taking part in these contests and actually want to succeed, really do try and immerse yourself in those. You know, have the music on, have the sound effects on, no distractions if you really want to succeed. Because one thing I do miss out on is because I don't have the game sounds on when I'm playing my challenge tunes, I can't hear, you know, things that other mobs or spell effects or anything like that because I just don't have that on. But if I, you know, if you really want to succeed, then I would recommend making sure that the audio is on. And that would be my first one. Next one I would say is, which I need to test out, but I think it probably works, is now that the starting zones now scale up to 60, whereas they used to go up to 20. Now I'm thinking, of course you have to do at least one because you have to get up to a high enough level, but save the other three for when you're close to 60 because those starter zones are always easier, the mobs run slower. So maybe go do the three other starting zones from say 50 to 60 or 55 to 60. You also may be able to pick up some white gear. From an iron perspective, this is, so you may be able to pick up some low level gear by doing those starting zones later on. So I'd say maybe try that. Don't try not to be, which is so hard for me, Chris will tell you, try not to be a completionist. Right? Exactly that. Playing, one thing that playing a weaker class and a specist, which I'm so grateful for this holy priest, is because if I'm on a hunter or a paladin or someone who has the ability to CC or feign death, or if I'm on a night elf, I can shadow meld, I'm on a dwarf priest, and I know if I screw up once, that's like, that is probably game over for me. I mean, I can fear, but other than that, so it's one thing it's taught me is to not be a completionist. There's so many quests out there that even though it irks me, I move on. I tell myself, no, I can't. I shouldn't try and finish every quest in every zone. So don't try and be that completionist because it potentially and could cost you your challenge tune. So just err on the side of caution is what I would say. Another one I have, because I've given like so many in the past, it's like I'm trying to think of new ones this time that I haven't said before. So there's several examples here, but if you're fighting mobs near a town, Mm-hmm. I can only, all these tips are iron tips. I apologize because I've never done like a pacifist, so I can't really give those tips. But if you're fighting near a town, say in the wetlands, for example, I know for one example, there's near the Green Warden's camp in Retail.
Yep.
You can drag the orcs over to the road because they're right near the town. You can just drag them up to the Night Elf Guards. And there's so many examples of that. Lochmoden has the same. If you're fighting near a town, just try. I mean, even if you end up having to kill it yourself, it's just you were going to kill it anyways. But try dragging mobs close to a town, especially if there's guards there, because oftentimes they'll help you out. They'll one or two shot these mobs. So especially if you're in trouble, if you're struggling, then maybe drag a mob close to a guard and they might be able to help.
Unless they're spiders in Lochmoden and the guards are guarding the trees. Then all they do is guard the trees. They will not help you.
They'll be like,
they will not do anything. Hi. They will stand there and look at the tree and like,
do you want some beer? Yes. I've got beer while you kill that spider. Yeah.
They are dwarves.
They do. They love it. Another one I have is observe just everything. Observe mobs. Observe the patrols. Take 30 seconds. Don't especially if it's brand new and you don't know the quest. Just sit there. You never know if another player has been through. It may look quiet right now, but it may have been another player has been through.
Yeah.
And in which case, respawns are going to happen. So just take 30 seconds or a minute. See if things start to respawn. Also take note if there's other players around. If there's another player around, then chances are your encounter respawns. Or you have the potential for them to try and run over and drag mobs your way. And who knows what could happen then. It's out of your hands. So one thing is just take your time. Observe what's going on around you. And the mobs and the patrols and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So just take your time.
Yep.
Another one I have. I actually referenced cooldown buttons. Like your oh crap buttons last time I was on. Mm-hmm. Like familiarizing yourself with where they are. Because most of the... I know they're on my action bars, but when push comes to shove, because I never use them, I would be scrambling to try and find them. So I actually know where they are, which leads me onto this one, is don't be afraid to use those.
Mm-hmm.
Because wishing you'd use them after you died, it's too late at that point.
Yeah.
So even if it's like a 3 minute or a 5 minute cooldown, waiting 5 minutes for a cooldown is better than starting a tune over.
Yeah.
So I always err on the side of caution. Don't go ahead and pop them.
Yeah.
It's better to be safe than sorry. So last thing you want to do is regret not using everything at your disposal.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Another one I have is hearth out of caves, especially if the objective is at the bottom. If you have to go down and kill like a named mob, or you have to go down and collect said item, and everything is respawning behind you, don't feel... What's a Hearthstone cooldown now? If you're in a guild, it's, what, 15 minutes? So why... It may take you 15 minutes just to fight your way back out of the cave, depending on how many mobs there are. Just if your Hearthstone is on cooldown, go ahead and use it when you've achieved everything you have in a cave.
Yeah.
Don't always feel obligated to fight your way back out. It's one thing I would... It's a big one, I would say. Just hearth out.
Yep.
Another one I have is later on. Later on, when you pick up flying, if you get that far on any challenge dune, is potentially don't fly too high. Which I know seems strange to say. Obviously, you want to fly high enough where mobs won't aggro on you. But you also don't want to fly from, as in full damage, death height either. Because heaven forbid you accidentally click your mount button or whatever and it just drops you out of the sky. You want to be safe enough that if you hit the ground, it wouldn't kill you from fall damage. So I always try and fly low enough that even if I accidentally dismounted, it wouldn't kill me. And my last one is be aware when you should be fighting and when you should be running. Always have a backup plan or an escape route. Turn around and see what's coming behind you or if there is anything behind you. And don't always feel like you have to fight. there's nothing wrong with running and letting the mobs reset and living to fight another day. Mm-hmm. So I always, again, if I pull one or two, or not one, but if I pull two or three mobs,
yeah,
there's no way I'm trying to crowd control or fight those off. I'll just go back and reset it and go again. It's just, mm-hmm. it's too risky to just try and fight your way out of multiple mobs.
Yeah.
Depending on which class, of course, it's, again, if you have crowd control, it could be a little bit easier. But even still, just why take that risk?
Mm-hmm.
Just run and live to fight another day. That's mm-hmm. what I would say.
Good point.
And there's some. So however many Excellent. That was, 8, 10, 10, I don't know. However many that was.
That was at least 8. I've written most of them down. So
oh.
thank you. There's some really good ones. That's awesome. I think that, you know, it all helps. You just being as safe as you possibly can on your challenge tune is all about, you know, that split second of making a decision that then costs you a death and then you've got to start over. So if there's a choice between should I or not, you know, perhaps go not and live and go somewhere where you're more comfortable. I think they're really good. Thanks, Paradin. You're fantastic.
Of course.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, now that we've done that, we might get into our weeks of WoW quickly, because we have got some other things that we need to get into. But what else have you done this week, Periton? Tell us.
Of course. So I have my Iron Priest, of course, the Iron mm-hmm. Priest that I'm working on hit level 70. When did it? Last weekend, I think, on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I think it was 70 last weekend. So, yep.
Yep.
They're now 70. Other than that, I've been working on they're not a challenge tune, but I've been working on a warrior. They're currently mm-hmm. level 106 over in whatever that is, Legion. Level 106, mm-hmm. just leveling up them.
Yep.
Having a lot of fun with that. I have done some, not on stream, but just on myself. I did a few mount runs. No luck.
Mm-hmm.
So no luck Damn. There on the mount runs.
Damn. Yeah.
Obviously, I've been working on the Alderic Valley stuff, like I was saying earlier on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm 100 and I'm close. I should have it. Maybe tomorrow I'll even finish that off. I'm at 170 of the 200 points nice. Or whatever it is that you need for that achievement.
Yeah.
So I'm getting close. So I've been working on that this week. And then lastly is my classic mage. So he is now 24 as of, is it yesterday? Yeah, yes. I think it was yesterday. Chris, is it yesterday?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So it was as of yesterday, I hit 24 on my classic mage. That's what I've been working on.
Nice.
So spreading it around. Iron Man, yeah. Classic, regular tunes, mount runs, PvP, wow. like all of it across yeah. the board.
Fantastic.
Bit of everything this week.
Nice. Yeah. Keeps you on your toes sometimes and makes the game, I don't know, when I do get to jump around myself, I find I just fall in love more with the game. Once again, you know, it's just that you just go, oh, when I went and did AV, I was like, oh, I miss old AV. Oh my God, that was so good. I was having the best time and I have not PvP'd in a long time. I was like, let me at him. Bring on the Alliance. I want to slaughter them all.
Like, yeah. Let me at them.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, let me chaos bolt them in the face, please. Because that's what I'm, yeah. So, you know, I go a little bit murdery when I PvP. Funny about that. Anyway, that's why.
A little bit murdery.
Just a little bit murdery. Yeah. That's why I think I like Bloodthirsty so much. But it sounds like you've had a really good week, Paradin. So.
I have. One thing I would add about the, and for anyone who plans to work on it or is working on it, I just thought of this.
Yeah.
On those mounts. Is that the achievement isn't account-wide. So I started it on that monk that I hit 120 on, the Windwalker that I was talking mm-hmm. about, and he's now 120 because you get crazy amounts of XP mm-hmm. during those battles. But I have to, I popped over to my main because he's better geared, I know how to play him a lot better,
yep.
and I open up the achievement and he's on 0 of 200. Jeez. So I have to go back and finish it up on that Damn. Monk who I'm useless with. Yeah. yeah.
That's, doesn't that just, so yeah.
Ouch. For anyone who wants to do it, just make sure it's bear in mind you'll have to do it all on the same turn.
Mm-hmm. Good to know. Yeah, because I wouldn't even realize that. So, but thank you. Thank you for sharing all of that. It's fantastic. And
my pleasure.
Good luck with all your challenge tunes, as well as all the mount, you know, hunting and everything you're doing. It's so good to see someone who's just having a lot of fun. So thank you for sharing that. Chris, what have you been doing? You managed to log in, sweetie? I know.
You said we should go.
IRL. IRL.
My part of this segment, our weeks at work, because that is pretty much all I have done is work.
Yep.
But mm-hmm. in between living at work.
Yes.
And living at work.
Yes.
I managed to get PASI to 96.
Mm-hmm.
I Yay. Got work, my working man, to uh-huh. 14, and I wanted to see what, because I have never gotten a rogue past 30 ever, and I've been playing since vanilla.
Yep.
Ever.
Yep.
So I'm like, all right, Lita's doing this as a rogue. I need to figure out why she's doing this as a rogue. So I went and made a dark iron rogue.
Yep.
And I got the name Vanish. How people don't take these names, I don't understand.
What?
Vanish. I know. I got the name Vanish.
I know. You are the arsiest person I know. Dear Lord.
So, wow. But I got her to like 36 in one day. I was having a blast. And I've
Fantastic.
Never. Well, but she's also dark iron. So she started. But still. I'm like, oh, okay. So this is why Lita does this. So. You know, I did it all in one afternoon because I just sat there and flew.
Yeah.
But I did get a little bit done. But outside of that, I mean, we've even taken breaks from doing dailies and stuff. Zep and I have been going after raiding with leashes at night and just mm-hmm. going back and doing fun things to mm-hmm. try and keep my sanity.
Yeah.
Because it's been a week at work, not a week in a while.
Yeah. And Christmas is coming. Oh, dear Lord, send much coffee and Panadol, please. I think
right.
we both just, yeah. Christmas.
Seriously,
we Christmas. Need it. Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you did get some playtime and that you've had some fun in-game because, yeah, life fear. IRL is kicking butt, I know. So hugs and yeah. hope that the next 3 weeks at least... is somewhat gentle.
We got
I know
this.
It won't be. Yeah, yeah. But
we got
hopefully
this.
It goes all good. 3 weeks on Wednesday. Oh, God, Nobby, don't. Oh, so many. So scary. Okay. All right. I'm going to just go quickly into mine because, you know, I've done nothing.
Nothing.
I'm so funny. I didn't play all the turns. I did get some stuff done. So Bloods, I got the Dwarf. Warlock hit 25, the Panda Hunter hit 25, the Night Elf Priest hit 49, the Human Warrior is still going, hit 72 last night. Oh my Lord, that was good. So happy with that. Green Man, I did get some Green Man in as well. Void Elf Warlock hit 38 and my Night Elf Hunter hit 45. So that was good. I relented on the working man because I've already killed, what, 4? And I was like, I'm not doing this again. This end. Yep. You know, there's Lita. Yep. Rewind her in. So I made another one. And I've gone Gnome Hunter. And she hit 27 earlier today. So yay for world events. and questing and mining and all of that. So she's getting there. Let's see if we can, you know, keep her alive. And as for pacifist, my baby Passy hit 53. That's the Tauren Druid. And my Night Elf Rogue hit 100 this week. So
yeah.
Very nice.
I've got 100. I've got 100 pacifists. What the hell, people? This is like surreal. But I'm yeah, it's so crazy good and like so nerve-wracking at the same time because it's like Oh, just be careful. There's so many people around. Like, get away from me. Go over there. Stop standing near me. I don't want proximity kills.
Like when the horde drops down and you're at the turkey table?
Yeah. And you're like, all I do is I just freeze. And I'm like, and I'm like, vanish. And then I'm like, run away. It's just like, have they gone yet? So, yeah. So we'll see. Thanks, guys. Yeah, it's just been, but you know, the main thing is dailies, trivia, dailies, and a little bit of Arky. So, but yeah, it's once again, it's been an interesting journey. Fun, definitely, but it's a different level of, oh my God, you know, like nervous, what am I doing kind of thing. So, and Fair, thank you for once again all of your advice. I know Chris and I greatly appreciate it, so thank you for that. All right, let's get into, where's my bumper? What did I do with my bumper? I've already moved my bumper. That's not good. Here we go, let's do this.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Excellent. All right, so just want to let you guys know a couple things first off. So Darkmoon Fair starts for me this afternoon. Yay. Got a week of it. Awesome. Darkmoon Fair. Fantastic. 15th anniversary is still going. Fantastic. That's good. You know why? Because we don't often do this. We do not often release a contest when world events are on. So let's talk about, let me put this up. Hang on. Let's make sure Lita didn't completely muck it up. Here we go. There we go. Here's our contest. Winter's Veil Helpers. All right. Thanks, Arminia. Heart you. Hang on. All hearts to Arminia. Okay. So what have we got? It is now. Go. Go, if you're doing it, go, go, go. So here it is. It is a working man leveling con. Oh, you're no, going. Baradin's okay. Out. He's
no.
So yeah. So here we go. It is restricted. So races, you have got the choice to choose from: blood elf, goblin, night elf, or gnome. So we've got two horde, two alliance. All right. Now your classes are basically whatever combination. However, there is no death knights, no demon hunters, and no hunters. All right. So any other combination, there's druids, mages, monks, paladins, priests, rogues, shamans, warlocks, and warriors. That's what you can go with. All right. So prizes. Prizes, yes, sir. Night Elf Rogue. Yep. Sinister grin. So first prize, whoever comes in first needs to be green flagged in 2 weeks' time. This will end on our last show for the year, which is December 14th. It will stop at 7 p.m. Eastern. All right, so whoever is leading green flagged wins unless there is a tiebreaker, which then comes down to what do you call it? Oh, mental blank. Anyway, comes into who hit like 50, 60 or milestone. 70 milestones. All right. So yeah, hunters are not in this equation. Sorry, Azzy, but there had to be some cuts. Hunters got the cut this time. As for second and third place, we will be doing a random roll, won't we, Chris, for a pet for people who come in from second place to 10th place to the 10th place. Okay. Now what we have, this is a solo challenge. This will follow along working man rules. Okay. So if you are not familiar with working man rules, I suggest you go to wowchallenges.com and have a look, but I will run through quickly some of these. Okay. You need to add your character onto the website from level anywhere between level 10 and level 20. Okay. So after, so basically now the contest started. So away you go. Have to be dinged level 10 to be able to do it. That is all set up on the website. You will need to opt in. Alminia should have it set up like the last time. Opt in to the contest and also put your email. So there we go. All right. Now, this is open to all regions. All specs are allowed. So whatever spec for your class that you're going to choose, go for it. All right. All final stuff will be up to Chris and myself as the contest organizers. So yeah, so go for that. Now, working man. Biggest thing is, okay, so again, it's along the Iron Man rules. However, just please know this, working man does have professions. Hey, Dark Moon Fair, and you've got anniversary. And you've got pilgrims. Just saying. Mm-hmm. Yep, triple threat right there. You must have at least one profession. Okay? You have to have at least one profession by level 21. Otherwise, you will be flagged and that is it. So, if you want to do all the types of professions, that's up to you. If you just want to do one profession, excuse me, that is up to you as well. All right. Other than that, all the same things. It's, you know, white gear. Do not die. Do not die. No gear higher than white, you know, which of course is a big thing. No enchantments, all of that. No talents. Okay. Specs are okay. But as for that, no elixirs, potions, all of that kind of thing. So the rules are up on the website. Please pop over. And as long as you're following that, we're all good. So yeah, so this is a working man contest. Starting now, going for 2 weeks, go at it. Alrighty, good luck to everyone. Luck. Yes, Pilgrim's Bounty ends in basically a couple of days. So, you know, like we said, you've got a couple of things that might get you, you know, give you a little boost to get going. So off you go. Have fun. Now, other than that, hang on. Let me take that down. And everything's up on the website too. Again, Alminia. Thank you. And as for that, the only other thing I wanted to mention was spreadsheet still has got the 15% off spreadsheet. Oh, dear Lord, I need more coffee. Spreadshirt has got 15% off everything, which ends December 1st. So for you guys tomorrow, if there is anything on the website, merchandise that you want, please pop over. Other than that, let's do the state of the challenges and see how everyone's gone this week. So, Peridon, can I just drag you away from making your working man tune for a sec? Please.
Come back, Peridon.
Come back. He's probably like, no, I'm out.
I'm here.
Yeah. All right. Can you hit us with the irons for this week, please? Thank you.
Of course. So in 10th place, I recognize these next two. Exomagicute, we have at level 52. So congrats, Exocute there. Level 9 is Exacraycray, also at level 52. In 8th place, we have Jangler X, level 55. In 7th place, we have Xia Li, at level 60. In 6th place, we have 5 Melon, at level 66. In 5th place, we have Perro Word, at level 70. In 4th place, we have Sail Warrior, also at level 70. In 3rd place, we have Soul Fu, at level 81. In 2nd place, we have Ferroliric at level 100. Nice. So nicely done on hitting that milestone. Mm-hmm. Level 100. And in... I don't even want to read... Do I have to read this one? In 1st place...
I don't want to either. I know.
Azzy. Jeez. Mm-hmm. Azzy, number one, R.I.P. Level 104.
Azzy.
Jeez, I'm sorry, mate.
So sorry, Azzy. I don't really know what happened, but dude, like, that's... Oh, I think it was internet. I think something happened, and I've got a feeling it was internet dropped out. Azzy, so, so sorry. But you know what? I'm pretty sure he's got his new tune. I don't know what his new tune's up to, but...
I'll make it.
He's working, man. Probably level 1 or 2 right now.
Yeah, he's probably right. Like at level 10. Seriously. He's like, I'm already registered. Off I go.
Yeah, he's good to go.
Exactly. All right, let's have a look at the bloods, please, Chris.
Bloods. At number 10, we have Nisi at level 49. 9, we have Bronze Dragon at level 49. And we have in 8th place Blood Lita, also at level 49. Popular level this week. In 7th place, we have Delana at 51. 6th place, we have 5 Chesty at 52. 5th place, we have 5 Bones at 55. Then number 4, Blood Lita at 72. And 3rd place, 5 Told You So at 73. Love that name.
It's great.
And number 2, Soul Fist at level 79. And number 1 is Zayabara at 82. Grats, Bloods.
Nice. Well done. Look at those Bloods going. All right. Periton, Pacifist, please.
In 10th place, we have Passival at level 58. In 9th place, we have Elisarine. I apologize if I'm butchering names. Elisarine at level 66. In 8th place, we have Awesome Blomster at level 68. Nice name. Level 7, we have Tiber. Well done, Tiber. Level 71. In 6th place, we have Lisokoska at level 77. So well done. 5th place, we have Ash Passy at 78. In 4th place, we have Gentle Soul at level 94. In 3rd place, we have Pacifist at level 96. Hey, so well done, Chris. 2nd place, we have Passy Lita at level 100. So well done, you as well.
Thank you.
Nicely done. And in 1st place, most weeks 100 would have you in 1st, but 1st place, we have Passive 12 at level 108. Nice. So well done.
Well done, guys. Yay for trivia quests. That's and Pilgrim's Bounty. I think people have been busy, which is great. All right, Tins. What have we got, Chris, please?
Tins in 3rd place. We have Elcasaur, who made level 20, but red flag for Gear DUI.
Yeah, I think when I looked at it, I think they've made an allied race, probably logged out. With their gear still intact.
Still on.
You gotta rip that gear off. You know, you
and
can't
don't ever
keep...
equip the tabard.
Yeah. We know this. So,
yeah. Yeah. 2nd place, we have Kreostas at 38. And level 1, we have Cassite at 46.
Nice. All right. Greens. Go for it, Periton.
In 10th place, we have Soul Flame at level 70. In 9th place, we have Longbow, also at level 70. In 8th place, we have Greenadelic at level 75. In 7th place, we have Revenge at 76. In 6th, we have Celadon at level 81. In 5th, we have Lil Bit Green at 87. In 4th place, we have Sky Green at level 89. In 3rd place, we have Jan Green at 107. In 2nd place, we have Zaya, is it Giva? Jiva? Zaya Jiva at 110. It's a very nice 110. But in 1st place, we have Execute at 113. So well done, mate. Well done, Execute.
Busy man.
Yeah. Well done.
He is.
Well done. He has been busy this week. Okay, and Working Man, please, Chris, what have we got?
So, 10th place, we have Green Worker at 19. Number 9, we have Joyful Colin at 20. We have 5 Ika Panda. 24, yellow flagged, killing blow percentage too low. I'm guessing that's because they are a panda. Great name. Number 7, Athena at 25. Number 6 is Work It Azzy. Great name. At 26. Number 5, Lurkst at 26. Number 4, Blulita at 28. 3 is Effortless at 55. 2 is Kaylee, 59 and RIP.
Yeah.
And in number 1 place is Firstelle at 98.
Well done. Damn on the 59, Kaylee. Ouch. That's
ouch.
It's a little bit rough this week, so commiserations on that, but well done, everyone. And I think 5's a panda, so he does start off a little killing blow percentage is a bit low, but he'll balance that out. If we know what 5's like, it'll be back to green flag soon, I'm sure. Okay, teams this week. There was no iron teams this week. None, zippo, nada. Nil. There we go. Blood team, so we did have Deadly, Corgi, and Assassination Squad. Oh, I love that name. That's Taco and 5. 32 this week for them. Well done, guys. And green teams, we did have one, which was The Trash Heap Has Spoken. At 28. So, well done. Well done, everyone, on that. I bought that. Had balanced to green already. Didn't come through yet, 5. So maybe it's still got to come through on this week's. Okay. Well done. And commiserations to all that we lost. Again, Azzy, hugs. Hugs, Azzy. That's a rough. That's really rough. But hopefully he's leveling. He's probably off leveling right now. And no bourbon, Azzy. It's far too early. So...
No.
Hopefully. No. Yes. All right. Let's have a look. Who have we got? Let's do this bumper.
Hey, yo, it's Chit Chat.
God, I love that one.
Oh, I love that one too. It's so good. All right. So I'll do this bumper now because, you know, it's that time. I Periton's got to read it, so. So let me do the bumper. Hang on, because you know, as he put a lot into that. So let's do this.
Love this.
It's Azzy's pun.
What do you call?
Go for it.
What do you call a turkey's evil twin?
I don't know.
A gobbleganger.
Funny.
Nice.
From someone who I appreciate a good pun, so. Nice.
Thanks, Azzy. We appreciate that.
I like Azzy's pun.
Oh, dear lordy. Yes. Sometimes there's some really cute ones around. So thank you, Azzy, for that. Okay, challenger tip of the week. Chris, I think I was giving this over to you. So what have you got for us this week?
Yes, so I have a challenger tip that is actually personal. Mm-hmm. Lita and I started these passies together. And we have hung with each other every level. And there'd be some weeks where neither one of us would level. But the second one of us saw one of us level, the other one would go out and do it. And so we have hung together through every single zone that there was. Mm-hmm. And then real life really got in my way for about 4 weeks. And it got really, really bad and really, really hectic. And I didn't have the concentrated time to sit down and work on my pacifist. Mm. And Lita, now we have a 4-level separation. So mm-hmm. I'm 96 and she's 100. My challenger tip is make sure that you have taken advantage and max out the area that you are in before you take advantage of the holiday events, because you'll miss out. What happened to us is we were in Pandaria, mm-hmm. and we were farming and all the weeds and the nodes and everything that mm-hmm. there was. And Lita out-leveled the nodes.
Yes.
That were in Pandaria. Mm-hmm. I hadn't. Mm-hmm. And the Halloween event came up. What yes. I should have done was stayed, taken advantage of my rest, and got those levels mm-hmm. with the nodes, and then started the Halloween event. But what I did was I went to the Halloween event first.
Yep.
And I went and did, and by the time I got the levels through the Halloween event, I couldn't go back and get nodes anymore because they dropped down to, what, 92 or something like that
it was
for the
cruel.
XP on the
yep.
nodes.
It was,
so I went backwards. I should have taken advantage of maxing out the area in Pandaria mm-hmm. for mining and weeding
yep.
before I touched a single pumpkin.
Yep.
Because the second I got past that XP,
yeah.
then I'd out-leveled the zone. And I at this point, I literally cannot catch up to you
yeah.
unless I do four nodes or four levels of, like, archaeology.
Yeah.
Considering all my archaeology sites are down in STV, it gives me heart palpitations.
Yeah.
So make sure that you max out the area you're in for whatever you're doing before you take advantage of those bonus XP events.
Yep.
Not really bonus XP, but the special ones, or you're going to lose that opportunity for wherever you are.
Yeah. That's a really good point. That's a really good point. Because, you know, it's crazy. We were getting fantastic. There was fantastic. What was it? 2,600?
Yeah, 2,600 for yeah. each node. And then by the time I went and did the pumpkins and did all yeah. the events,
came back.
Dropped like a rock.
Yeah, which was crazy. So at least I think that's an awesome tip to be aware of. I would say once these days, I am obsessed with dailies. I will tell you
seriously.
That. Yeah. It's crazy how obsessed with dailies I am. And it's just, honestly, it's just for the pacifists. It's, but once that slows down, I reckon you could easily do some, if you did a couple of dig sites and dailies, that you'd catch me. Cause I reckon once this is over, I'm going to slow it right down.
Come back to daily.
Yeah. It'll just be like fishing, cooking, fishing.
Cooking.
Yeah, fishing, cooking. And there's Kobe barking at the door.
Hi, Kobe.
So yeah, it's but really good point. Max out area before going to do your world events. I think that's very fun. Fair says, one thing I just found out, the cooking dailies in Half Hill give experience longer than the regular dailies. Yeah. So, okay. I found I went back and tried them fair and it had cut like really quite down. So it just,
and the nodes are down to 190.
Yeah. It just was not worth going back. There was something, I think I did it for a couple of days and I was like, I'm putting all this effort into doing these dailies that I'm just getting, you know, I'd be easier to go to do an archy site or try and navigate through an archaeology. You did it at 97. Okay. All right. Might look into that just to double check. Cause I haven't been back for a couple of levels to see. Cause I wasn't finding it very good. So, but, oh, hey, look, nothing hurt wrong to check with that, Chris. So that might be a good thing.
Absolutely. I'll go try. Check in the morning.
Yes. Definitely. Okay. Anything else? Passy can only do one of them, though. The truffle shuffle. Truffle shuffle. I can't remember which one that one is. But anyway, there you go, Chris. Check. The others are kills. Good for working man, though. Okay. Well, let's see how high a working man for the contest is going to get. This is exciting. I just want to see what everyone picks.
Right.
What's everyone rolling? Anyway, okay. Anything else that we need to cover? Any questions before we go, Peridon? Have you Anything you want to throw at
nothing
us?
Nothing from this end. Okay. No, I don't think so.
Okay. Chris, anything you want to add before we Golden. Wrap up?
I wish everybody good luck with our Wintervale helpers.
Yes. It's so cute. Did you like it? It's so cute. So yeah, have some fun, guys, and don't forget to good luck. That's the main thing. All right, have some fun with it. Get started now. You can make use of the world stuff that's gonna be happening and that is currently happening. So as I said, just go forth and work it. Work it real good. Okay. Anyway, let's wrap up. So thank yous. Chris, can you do the Iron Elites for me, please?
Absolutely. Iron Elites, a million thank yous. Without you, yes, none of this would be possible. We have two Shanks, Aleandris, Azilun, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave the Hunter, Daenerys, Dino, Execute, Elby, Fair, Fiesta Taco, Five Iron, Frasley, Spark Span, Gaston, Grand Negus, yep, me. Chris R. We have a Chris R now, mm-hmm, too. Mm-hmm, yes. Yeah, two Chris's. It's, yeah, there you
nice
go. Layla, Lassan, Mr. Bright, 01, Mrs. Rucker, Ms. Miggy, Never Died, Nisi, O Canada, Onyx Hammer, Rude, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Filani, Tiber, aka Tiber, Toasty, Tula Barton, Terwinkle, Two Frog, Tilla the infirmary keeper. Is it Tilla? I keep seeing them in, I know, great name though.
Good name, yes.
Ominia, Una Mithil, someday I'm going to learn how to say that. Wynimia, Zaya, and Swords.
Nice. And again, thank you guys. We truly do appreciate all the help with paying for the website and all of that. So thank you so much for that. Now, on behalf of Stone, Stir, and myself, we, as always, want to thank our wonderful mods for all of the things you guys do to help us, help me. Really appreciate it, guys. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, and Zortz, thank you. Thank you a million times. Thank you. We appreciate that. Also, huge thank you, as always, to Alminia for everything he does. Thank you for setting up the coding and for the contest. We do appreciate that. Plus, guess what? New website. Soon. That's all I'm saying. Soon. It's coming. But Alminia, thank you for everything you're doing. We truly, truly appreciate that. So thank you. To everyone here in the chat room, for watching, for those listening. Again, thanks guys for hanging out, giving up a little bit of your time to come and listen to Paradin and listen to Chris and me. And as we say, thank you. Thank you so much for that. Now, we will be back next week, Saturday, December 7th at 7 p.m. Eastern, which will be the second last show of the year. Oh, my Lord. It's coming to that time, I'm afraid. Taco will be joining us next week, so we'll find out what she's up to. But again, Periton, thank you so much. I know it is crazy early time over there, and you get to, you know, get to bed as soon as we're done. Sleep, no making working man tunes, maybe. But thank you so much for today. We really appreciate it. Can you tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
Of course, and it's my pleasure, as always. Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure coming on and chatting with you guys. So you can find me on Discord. So both, of course, I'm in your guy in the Wild Challenges Discord. My name is Periton. And of course, I know quite a few are in my Discord. So of course, you can get hold of me in mine or the Wild Challenges Discord. On Twitter, I am at Periton. It's with a zero. So P-E-R-0-T-I-N. And that's on Twitter. And on Twitch, because I do stream on Twitch, it's twitch.tv/Periton, the same way, with a zero, so the O for Periton. And one little thing is, eventually, any of you who have seen it, I will be going on camera eventually soon as well, at some point.
Exciting!
I don't know when. Mm-hmm. I don't know when. It'll probably fall, be in the new year, but yes, nice. I will. I'll be on cam. Yay. Finally on the stream. So yeah, they're the places you can find me.
Thank you. And we'll have all of that information up on the website with the episode. So thank you for that. Don't forget, you guys can all check out all the rules, contest, all of that over at wowchallenges.com. And there is the links to Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels. If you want to listen to us, you can pop over to either Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. That's where you will find us. Otherwise, if you want to send in any tips, tricks, puns, questions, please send me an email at podcast@wowchallenges.com. Now, Chris, where can we find you, please?
I am living in WoW Challenges Discord, Imperitance Discord, and I almost said I'm on Twitch. I'm not on Twitch. I'm on Twitter. Oh, I don't stream. I am on Twitter at It's Chris.
It's Chris W. You cut it again.
Yeah, that broke up again.
Oh,
it's okay.
You both knew what it was.
It's exactly. It's Chris W is her Twitter.
You got me.
Yes, and we'll have that as well. So thank you for that. Now, as for me, if you want to find me on Twitter, I'm at LetaWow, which is LetaWow. And you can find me and Stone on Adventures in Azeroth podcast, which we will be doing. Can't remember what we decided. I think it's either next week or the week after. Anyway, we'll wrap up the year with probably one more of those. Other than that, thank yous, last thank yous, Chris. Can you do those for me, please?
Yes, the biggest thank you to Mark Honan on our intro, our amazing intro that just makes me smile, especially when it's the pacifist part. Every time, huge smile. You can find him at Markonen WoW. And also a huge thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro. And you can find him on Twitter and the Frozen Nerds podcast at Epic_Insanity.
Thank you. And you know what? Thanks again. These guys have been friends for a long time and we appreciate them doing that. So kudos to them. Thanks, guys. Now again, chat room, Mrs. Rock Guru says she is underway on a Wintervale contest tune. Good luck. So again, I'm just going to...
I am so looking at my friends list and I can't tell you how many are on the realms that they do their contest tunes.
Nice.
On. This thing is starting.
Nice. I'll throw it up there. The information is over at the website, so don't forget. Winter's Veil Helpers is the contest. It is a working man leveling contest. Starts now. We'll end on the last show for the last show, so 7 p.m. Eastern. And we will see how everyone's gone. So please have fun. Enjoy it. And just I can't wait to see what everyone's rolling. So again, good luck, guys, with the Winter's Veil Helpers on that. Paradin, again, thank you so much for today. Truly appreciate it. So good catching up with you. It really is to sit down and have a little chat. I know you need to go to bed, but we're just going to say goodbye to you. And but
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure, always.
Oh, it's just, it really is great catching up with, you know, I can't say it enough. I really enjoy catching up with people down the track, you know, over a couple months and seeing how everyone's going. So good luck with all of the things that you're doing, whether it's in WoW or in your other games, as we said. And Chris, thank you for today. Thank you.
Heart you.
Thank you. Little heart. There we go. All right. Other than that, guys, please stay safe both in and out of game. Have a fantastic week. We will see you next week. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.